Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a big story looming down at the SEC spring meetings because one of the questions Kirby Smart answered today had to do with, can the SEC just go about it by themselves? And Kirby is going to quote him on this, okay? And we're going to get into this later with our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation, but he says, I've said this for a long time to our president. I've been a huge advocate that if we can't find rules that everybody plays by, then we should just play on our own. You've got the most powerful head coach in college football basically saying, look,
right,
if we don't have formality across the board, we can get out. And look, I don't know if the SEC might could stand by itself. We do feel this way in the South. Like, hey, look, it's always been a big deal. We're not, the fan bases aren't going away. We fill our stadiums. But, man, I mean, you talk about putting your foot down. Like, yeah, we're not afraid of that.
Yeah, that was one of the things that happened when you were on vacay last week. Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, comes out with this. We rolling. It's almost like New Jack City. Yeah, we taking over the Carter. Like, what? We're rolling right to 24. 16, no. And it was like, wait a minute. And the SEC's Greg Sankey said, didn't you just mention like 16 games a year ago? So it really has been a power play between the Big Ten and the SEC. And a lot of folks feel that ultimately, even if right now they're at odds, it's going to be that super conference where just basically the big, you know, the Big 12, the ACC, and those two just form their big thing, and that's it. And they govern themselves.
It's going to be interesting. More on this coming up, more on what Greg Sankey had to say. But right now, we got to talk some baseball with our man, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider, joining us on the Sweet James Accident Attorneys Hotline. And Tony, man, it's funny because the Braves have been doing so well. I mean, it's been incredible to start this season. And they dropped two or three to the Nationals, and, you know, second time they've lost a series all year. And you're like, people are freaking out. I'm like, we've lost two games. Relax. This team is in a perfect position. But here's my question for you. Did you expect them to be this far out this early?
No. I thought they would be good, but I thought, you know, the Phillies, I didn't think the Phillies would start 9-19. You know, I didn't foresee that happen. I thought the Mets would certainly be in a better spot than they are. And so, I think the Braves are really the only one that held their end of the bargain up when it gets down to it. I know they had a rough year last year, but this kind of tracks with who they've been, you know, the previous years before last. And so, I'm not surprised to see them where they're at outside of the fact that I thought the Phillies and the Mets would be better.
Yeah, and I know the whole division, with the exception of the Mets, all went 6-4 the last 10 games. So everybody's kind of finding their equilibrium. But the Braves, do you follow like the splits when you look at a hitter? Because Ozzie Albies has been pretty good. He's been a little cool off. He's cooled off a little bit. We got some guys like Yastrzemski that's basically a platoon guy. I mean, do you feel that, that's still, you know, the analytics? I don't want to overdo it, but analytics with baseball, it just makes sense. You got to play the numbers.
Yes and no. I think that you got the numbers are there to be able to kind of give you some guidance, but you got to watch the game. You got to watch what a guy is doing right then and there, because that may be the little bit you need to sway the decision one way or another. Playing it solely by the numbers can get you in trouble in the same way. And so I think that the teams that do it best look at the numbers. They look at the analytics. They use it as a guide, and then they apply it to what it is they're seeing in front of them. And I think that is when it's utilized at its best.
Tony, is Shohei going to be the MVP and the Cy Young Award winner?
I think so. I mean, we are kind of at that. Excuse me. We are kind of at that point where we were in the '90s with Michael Jordan, right? It was like, You could definitely give him the MVP every single year. But it's really a matter of if voters are going to get tired of it. Because by the book, there's nobody more valuable, certainly, a guy who can pitch and get hit. And the thing is, he can be mediocre at one and terrific in one, and that's still going to be MVP worthy. And so at this point, the way he's throwing the baseball, yes, he very well – could take home you can be the double champ this year in Cy Young and an MVP, and it'd be tough to argue against it.
One thing about the Phillies, and again, we kind of feel like they're the boogeyman. They've been the gatekeeper in this division. You know, we can go kick butt like 23, and then they just take care of business. You think that they will get up to where they're locked in for a playoff? You think that's too much talent on that team? They always spend, too. They'd be willing to spend at the deadline.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the Padres are getting a dose of it right now. They lost that game to them last night, and, you know, the pitching was terrific for the Phillies. And that's always the question mark. I don't worry about their offense. They got, obviously, Bryce is back to being Bryce. You know, you got Schwarber doing his thing per usual. They got some young talent infused in there and Justin Crawford. And so, yeah, I think they're going to be fine. They've gotten better the moment Zach Wheeler came off the IL. Mm. He seems to be the one that kind of gets that rotation in line and they're starting to play some better baseball.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr., guys. Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when you need them. Call Grainger today or just click Grainger.com or stop by. Tony Gwynn Jr., man, who's the biggest disappointment? Mets? Tigers? Giants? Who's the biggest disappointment so far?
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I think it's got to be the Mets, right? I mean, they certainly – and listen, there were some questions there because of the fits, you know, with the team in terms of – who they brought in and, you know, where they naturally play in a lot of ways. But it's hard to look at that roster, see how much money they spent, and not think that they're a disappointment. They're 10 games under 500 right now. Mm. I think a close second could be Baltimore. I think a close third could be Boston, given all the chaos that has kind of taken place there. But I think the Mets are right now are way out in front. And it would be one of the better comebacks if they find a way to get going.
It's our Odyssey Baseball Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. with us here on Dukes and Bell. We thought, you know, with the Braves, they might try to steal more bases, getting Acuna back. And, you know, once he gets healthy, obviously we always get nervous every time we see him take off. But 22 stolen bases leads the league right now. Nunez with Washington. I thought when they switched these bases to pizza box size, everybody was going to do it. Is that also a byproduct of analytics and is too much risk?
No, I don't think so. I think teams are more willing to take bases now than they've ever been. You're seeing a lot more guys who normally wouldn't be stolen base guys start to get their totals up. But the one thing I can tell you from experience is stolen bases takes a toll on the body over the course of the season. You know, that banging, whether you're going feet first, head first, it starts to take a toll. And you notice as guys get older, you start to see them doing that less. I think that's part of the equation, right? It beats you up over the course of a season. And so early on, you're going to see more as we get to the back end of the season. You start to see less as a team. And I think that certainly plays a part in how, you know, how guys are going to go about it in making a decision. If they're feeling great, they're more, and they're guys who typically try to get bases, they're going to take their shots. But I think for a lot of guys, especially the veterans in this league, and I know Ronald doesn't seem like he's a veteran, but he certainly is. He's got a lot of time at the big league level. Those guys got to pick their spots because they got to make sure their body is right, especially at the back end of the season.
Braves remain in first place, guys. Still the most wins in baseball at 36-18. They start a new series with the Red Sox tonight. More on that coming up a little bit later. Tony, I want to ask you about what's going on with the Padres. We know you're around that team a lot. Tatis, Machado, all these guys seem like they're struggling. What's going on?
They are. I mean, I think Tatis in the last couple of days has started to swing the bat well. I think he's had three hits each of the last two games, but still no homers. And, you know, that's the thing everybody's talking about. When will he hit his first, and why hasn't he hit one yet? And so it's been the conversation here in San Diego, at least for the last month and a half. And so he's struggling in terms of that, but it does look like he's starting to come out of it. Manny has gotten off to a slow start. There's no doubt. I think he's hitting 170 right now coming into tonight's game. But you know, he's one of those dudes that I typically don't worry about. You look at the back of his baseball card. And he's also notoriously a slow starter. And so I don't know that he's gotten off to a start this slow, but typically you can book it at the end of the season. He's going to be around 280, around 30 homers, around 100 RBIs. And so you just have to kind of put your stake in that and see where it goes. But there's no doubt, despite the Padres' success, they've been doing it without really not only those two, but Jackson Merrill also struggling.
Mm. Is the whole thing with the lawsuit really messing with Tatis' head? I read that article. I wasn't familiar with it, Tony. I read it over the weekend. For guys who don't know the story, he took an advance when he was coming up in the minors. And in the contract, it said, once you make it to the show, they get 10% of his earnings every year. It's almost like criminal. But the judge said, sorry, son, you signed a contract. Obviously, it's a cautionary tale to young players. But, Tony, that would definitely be preoccupying my noggin if I was Tatis Jr.
Yeah, it's new news to the rest of the world, but this has been going on for a few years. And based on the experts, it was not a real good chance that it was going to go a different way. So I think this has kind of already been baked in the cake. It just so happens it comes on the final decision comes in a year in which he's struggling in terms of hitting the homer. But I think that's the farthest thing from Tatis' mind. Okay. I think he's more concerned about getting his stroke right so that he can start to stack these homers together.
Yeah, they need to get going, man. There's no doubt. They are all in, right? Because all those guys we're talking about, Merrill, these are all contract decisions they'll have to make a move on in the offseason. Is that right?
No. I mean, they don't have to make any moves on any of those three. Those guys are locked in long term. I mean, Tatis starting, the money starts to come in. This is the first year of it. Manny signed a 10-year extension, I believe, 2 years ago, and Jackson just signed a 9-year or 7-year, somewhere between 7 and 10.
So the core of that group, which is what we always talk about with the Braves, they're all making money now and none of these guys are hitting.
They're locked in and they're in a little bit of a rut right now,
right,
for sure.
All right. Wanted to make sure, man. Tony Gwynn Jr., it's always a pleasure, man. It's been fun here in the ATL. And look, we hope it continues for us. Make sure you check him out, guys. He's brought to you by Granger for the ones who get it done. Tony joins us on a weekly basis to talk baseball on a national level. Tony Gwynn Jr., thank you, brother.
You guys take care.
All right. And guys, what we're saying is, you know, we talk about our core group all the time, right? It is the guys that have been here. Substitute Olsen in for what Freddie was, right? But he's been here now a few years. That's our guy. Riley is a core guy. Acuna, right? Money Harris, Rookie of the Year. You start talking about Ozzy. You need, when you've invested, and we did it early, you need those guys to hit and show up. And that's the crazy thing. It's the auxiliary parts, Mike, for us that are showing up.
Yeah, and for those who are not familiar with that story, it's first I've heard of it when I read about it. So basically, imagine, remember, Alec, we felt the same way, not that the Braves are being predatory, but the idea that Ronald signed that $100 million deal. I'm like, oh, maybe you should hold out. But again, bird in the hand, right?
Yeah, you always take that money because you don't know what's going to happen. And think about it. If Ronald didn't with the injuries.
Right.
Hey, man, coming up, he was recognized. But we got a long way to go. It's Dukes and Bell.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.